Hi guys, this is Sylvia Wanjira.
And Shiro Waweru.
We are the host of the Beneath the Surface podcast, or BTS for short.
A podcast that focuses on conversations around mental, emotional, and general wellness and self-improvement.
Yeah, we are available on all major podcast platforms.
So check us out, share the love, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. Hi guys.
Hi,
welcome to this week's episode of BTS. It's me, Sly Wanjira.
It's me, Wesh. What it is, my niggas.
What it does. What it is, what it does. Yeah, actually, so far we need to mention how happy and excited we are because of our growing listening group.
Listenership.
Audience. Mm. Growing audience. Yeah, we are so happy to have you. If you're new, hi. If you're not, welcome back. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for listening in and giving us feedback for those of you who have. And please continue doing that. It really gives us motivation and we know that we're not talking to ourselves. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep listening and keep sharing and keep giving us feedback so we can add on to, the vibe, the morale.
Mm-hmm. As usual, disclaimer, we are not licensed psychologists or psychiatrists or counselors or practicing mental health professionals.
I know, we are none of that. The above. Yeah, we are just millennials and young people who are passionate about these particular conversations that we hold on this podcast, and we research on it and we talk about it and we enjoy gathering information.
It's things that affect all of us every day. So,
So keep in mind as you listen. Send up semana, ni walisema. BTS walisema. Please, no. But I think it's important that
information you can use when you're making choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So this week, how are you, Wesh?
Me, I'm good, actually.
Yeah,
how have you been? Very productive.
Oh, I love it.
So I've been more productive than I have been in a while.
Nice.
So I'm really liking it so much.
Do you think there's a reason?
I've not thought about it. Am I
you at peace? You're just like...
Yeah, I think I was in like a kafang. So selling last week, I was in. Now I'm feeling more energetic. On Monday, I could feel like, I'm going to cycle this week, but I knew. Yeah. I just knew this week will be a good one.
Nice. So,
I was working out.
That's great.
How about you?
I think I feel like everyone goes through that phase of like, what the fuck am I doing? Have I said this before? Did I say this last week? Because I feel like nilikuwa tu kwa koka phase ka. What am I doing in my life? Week. Oh, yeah. This time nile tu, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I doing the right thing? Should I look for something else to do? Should I look for like other ventures to get into?
Yeah.
So it's been a confusing period, but I've been okay, I think. I've been fine. I've been spending time with my baby. I've been sleeping. I've been working. Have I been?
Come out, Koshua.
I can't see Koshua because I'm like, for you to work, you have to see money coming into your
account. No, you don't. I know. Actually, please.
I know.
You're not a thing to be producing value. If it doesn't mean you're valueless if you're not producing value for others. So.
Yeah,
please.
It's a good point.
Take the step off your neck. Mwezi ikianza
ukilipa tu vitu twako to bills na kubai vitu zenye unahitaji alafu do imeanza kuisha alafu unaanza kufikiria oh my god next month and then that's where I've been and I'm thinking do I need more money, do I need more that's where I've been, but I've been good actually. How have you been taking care of yourself?
Mimi, I've not actually been doing some of the things. What have I been doing? I've been working mostly.
Yeah.
I feel like that has been working enough.
Yeah, that's fine. That's actually taking care of yourself.
I did a lot of taking care before. like a child.
Napster.
Manze, I was napping so much. Every single day, nilikuwa na nap.
Yeah. I remember even there's a time to listen to my papa kwa podcast. So like both of us were really napping.
Yeah. I guess I'm reaping the benefits now. So
yeah.
I'm liking.
Good. It's like you're well rested.
So your mind that is cleared. Actually it. Nice. Well rested.
Yeah. Because me, I've not worked out for 2 weeks. Mm. 2 weeks. So that's how I know. Ah, sijakuwa poa mentally. But I'm not at stressed or depressed or anything. But I've not worked out for 2 weeks. And I'm still feeling good about my body. So I'm not stressed. Unajua kitambo. And I know this is why people quit working out. Because it's like when you feel like wiki imepita 2 weeks, you're like, ah, man, I can't.
Progress in Asia.
Yeah,
as well as
you get discouraged. You're like, January kifika, mister, I quit. But now I have that thing for ata nifika 1 month. I'll go back to it and I'll be okay and I won't be stressed. So,
it's a wonderful mentality.
Yeah, it's a mentality.
So, last week we talked about how childhood trauma manifests in adult relationships, explaining kind of why you're attracted to problematic people sometimes.
Yeah.
Or why you react the way you react, why some things are really triggering for you.
Yes.
And that type of thing. So if you haven't listened, maybe go and give
please,
that a listen.
Please, please do.
Because today we are going to be talking about why don't people leave abusive relationships or bad relationships? What makes them stay? Because the logical question is always, I mean, someone was slapped or someone was spoken to some kind bonus, of like,
And actually it's so sad. That's the first thing you'll see under a post, like even if you see the most horrific post of someone who's been burnt. And then people are just saying how abuse is horrible and stuff. Yeah. And then there'll always be people under that post saying, as in, me, I don't get chicks. Yeah. Why don't they just leave? Yeah. Kwani hizi science hazikuangi? Kwani ati, why don't you just go for good men who love you? So it's a really big issue.
It's a lot of horse shit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously, it's not like all these people have decided to be, like, damn all of them together. So there has to be something more that's happening for them to not be able to leave. Because honestly, it's like being held hostage by your own emotions and by your surroundings and by everything. So rather than asking those questions, I think we should approach it empathetically and like asking why, what's the reason, question beyond the obvious, because the obvious choice is to walk away. So if you're not doing that, why is it difficult?
What's the difficulty, like where's the challenge when you feel like you need to leave? So but I feel like it's a sensitive topic. People don't like getting into it and analyzing and accepting that these things are deeply rooted in very many things. So much childhood trauma and our view, like society, how it has made relationships look like what we think relationships are supposed to be. So people don't want to question the norm.
Also, maybe if questioning means confronting your home, confronting yourself, confronting some shady things. And sometimes you're not ready to face.
Yeah, people would rather just sweep it.
It's always easier to sweep it under the rug.
But now us.
We cannot be doing that.
We're not about that. So, there's so many reasons why, and that's what we are going to be getting into today.
And I think you already said the first point.
Which one?
Society normalizing.
Actually, yeah, that's behavior. The first point.
So that, to an extent that people don't know that that is actually abusive behavior or that is problematic again.
Yes.
Because, and we talked about this the last episode too, things like possessive partners, obsessive, you know, like it's not sexy, it's not romantic, it's plain word.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, and so, you need to question it.
Yeah, you
and
do.
The more you ignore it and ignore, like, you fail to question, the worse it gets, and the more you start feeling like it's normal.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you go out and you're asked, eh, nani aliacha wende out?
Imagine.
Ameacha wende out peke yako.
Ameacha utoke hivyo. Sasa utaenda home aje, like...
Those are normal questions. I'm sure all of us have had those questions.
All of us.
We have all had them.
Yeah.
Some of us have even asked them.
Yes.
It's so routine that I don't even think you're thinking about what you're asking. You're just asking, hey, nani yako happy? Ameacha ukampeke yako? Ameacha ukuje hivyo, uva hivyo? I mean,
it can be a very harmless question, but at the end of the day, if you're asking someone who is actually in a relationship with someone who is super possessive and controlling, you'll start questioning yourself, like, by the way, mbona nimekuja out na mm-hmm. aki atajam, ama atanijamia, ama. And then akijam, akugonge, ama akujamie for a whole 2 weeks.
You know, ni makosa, ni mini mikosa.
Ni mini likosa.
I need the girlies to understand you are an adult. Please. You can make your own choices. There's nothing that is making the other person more mature than you.
Yeah.
Like, they only...
Yeah, and if you find yourself like you're doing something like umenda out, generally you are going out, you want to go out, you want to hang out with your friends. Mm. It's not like that you're being shady, you're going to cheat and stuff. Mm. Like if you're going out and you want to go out and it's past time, no. Ah, but then you're late. Oh my God, watch and end home. Like it's like allow you. Yourself. Yeah, it's you. Like you're not making a mistake because someone else will feel bad.
As in, una miscarf you.
Ni come to me if you're locked down kwa hao.
And you know, even when you're not in that type of relationship, it mm-hmm. makes you start second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
You start thinking, I'm a maybe, because everyone around is telling you, he doesn't like to help you pick out your clothes when out, or he doesn't act a certain possessive way, checking your phone, following you, or whatever weird things.
Yeah.
You start thinking, I'm a Siuko in a good relationship.
Yeah. Because at a mimi, there's a time nearly under blankets, Kitambo, it was like a year after I had my baby. So my ex dropped me. Like, he dropped me for the event and I was dressed like in the shortest dress and I got a couple of questions. I thought fit. Even my own mom asked me, like, did he let you leave the house like that? I'm like, mom, he dropped me here. Like, relax. As in, there are normal people in this world. Don't like make it look like
no one should be letting you. When you need to Zima, please. Mm. It's a partnership. No one is letting you do anything or allowing you to do anything.
Yes.
Or approving of any of your choices. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to start owning yourself.
Yeah. And also, if you're that person who, because I know there are chicks also who question the people, like the partners, like, can you have to hang out with your boys? Can you have to? Why are you dressed like that? One of our muscle shirts. Literally, I've seen tweets. What? There's the people who are super insecure and crazy. And me, I feel like that's a sign. If you want to know that someone is insecure or borderline crazy, check how they question you, how they police you.
Yeah, and if you're feeling the need to check all those things, I think you should look inward. Because why are you feeling the need to extend control over somebody else who you are in a supposed relationship with, who you supposedly respect?
Yeah, and the beauty of a relationship, I feel, is let each other be who you are.
Yeah,
be yourself.
Yeah,
and then be sensible and reasonable and explain. Like for example, unaweza chelewa for real. No, kwa labda you guys were to meet at 11. In the house and watch a movie or something, and then katambe.
Katambe
sana upate umefika home 3, and then don't be like me usiniulize. You'll just be like, by the way,
hata hapo ungekuosha communicate
exactly. Kametamba ama whatever. So be sensible and know the line, know where the line is.
Perfect.
So besides that, there are also reasons like low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like things that, Sanda Kwambiaji. When you're impressionable and when you don't know, it's like maybe it's your first relationship.
Yeah.
You've never been with a man before and you're with this guy and he loves you. He's love bombing you. Mm-hmm. The way we talked about love bombing, he's buying you things, he's taking care of you.
All of the things you know.
Yeah. And then now he does something to you. Una feel, fuck, as in Mindy and Mimka. Is it that, like, the low self-esteem comes in when you feel like you can't get someone else who is like them?
Yeah. Like, kama atsiamini, first of all, I can't believe that this person loves me.
Yes.
Who am I?
I'm like, oh my God.
Then person who you obviously have either respected them or you place them on a pedestal. Obviously, since you're together, there's some level of attraction.
Yeah.
So, so you're likely to accept any form of behavior because you feel like you need to compensate. And you're worth it.
Yes.
So, since you don't think you're attractive or you don't think like you can get someone else to love you or whatever, you start feeling like, okay, so I can accommodate, I can be more accommodating. Like, those are the things about yourself that you can change.
Yes.
So, unakuwa accommodating until unakuwa dormant.
Yeah, and there's a difference, even when we're talking about that, the way you can get low self-esteem while in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you can also get into one when you already have low self-esteem and they use that. They yeah. abuse that. They take advantage of that side of you mm-hmm. to press you down further.
Yeah.
Control.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Let
they
me tell know. You, if there's something I know, abusers know.
Wanajua kusoma watu, actually.
They master schemers.
Wanajua kusoma, they'll see. Yeah. They know exactly where it's going to...
Yeah.
Nini.
Yeah, penye tu itakupinch na iku... Iku... Sana samaje, iku shike, like, usikie.
Iku suffocate. I love you. They're really narcissistic ones. I feel like they like to go for confident women.
Mm-hmm.
Like women, to them...
They'd never
like,
get a chance.
Yeah, then they feel like they need to knock you down a peg. Like they've been put on God's green earth to humble you. Please, mm-hmm. because you're starting to think you're hot shit. And
yeah,
you can't
actually,
have it.
Initially they'll tell you how hot you are, how yeah. ambitious you are, how strong
it.
You are, how humble you are. Because of those words.
If you dare
use them, don't use them on me because I am not my nigga. I'm not humble. When someone starts really kukuweka mahali, penye yeye anajua unajua uko, and then later on they'll use that, they'll turn it against you.
Yeah.
They'll tell you, "Ay, sometimes you're dumb." Ama Aye, kwani ulikuwa unafikiria nini? Kwani uko unafikiria?
You're too ambitious, manzeo, like a man. I'm looking for someone feminine.
Mm-hmm.
I know when you're attacking, if it's the same thing, if you attack someone's masculinity or femininity, it's going to, at us for react, sayo, they're definitely, it's going to stay with them.
Yes.
And they're going to be feeling like, on top of all the societal pressures of what men should be and women should be,
mm-hmm.
you'll start now, Amma, I should be staying home more. Amma, I should be dressing more conservative.
Amma, I'm too much.
Amma, I'm
yeah.
too much.
I
talk
don't want
too
him
much.
To feel
too
less
loud.
Of who she is. Amma, I don't want him to feel less of a man because I'm like this. I'd rather just nijishukishe kidogo.
Yeah.
Ndio tukwe na level ground.
Yeah. Amma, yeah. Hata if the case is reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, hey, mbona kwangi kama ana mwingine? Why don't you provide? Why don't you do what? Why don't you? It's no one's job, please, to make you, to it's not your job to make anyone feel like, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, it's to make them.
It's on you to fulfill yourself.
Yes.
You fulfill yourself, they fulfill themselves.
Yes.
Then
you fulfill one another.
Fulfillment,
exactly.
But true. Not as a person.
Mm. And then most times, really question someone who expects so much from you and does not give you room to analyze how they are.
Or even to
fail. Yes. Kuna watu wanaku... Sanda, ata kushinda waki kufanya ujifikirie sana. And your decisions and your choices and your likes and your interests and whatever. Mpaka ukai ufikirie. This guy does exactly the same goddamn thing. But I never ask him. Like really question someone who is trying their best to kujishuku.
Mtu kufanya ujishuku.
Mtu wanafanya uji second guess, wanze kujifikiria sana, wanze mpaka ye huoni zile vitu wanafanya. Because most times they're the ones who are feeling down. They're the ones who are feeling
misery
defeated.
Loves company.
Yeah, misery loves company sana. Kwanza kwa relationships.
Yeah.
Ukipata mtu wako threatened na who you are, they really make you second guess yourself.
Yeah.
If you find yourself second guessing yourself over and over kwa relationship, unashinda ukimza, kai, kwani nakubo? Guy, why are they even with you?
Especially kama hauko hivyo before.
Exactly. Kama hauko hivyo before, it's very alarming.
I love that kind of emotional abuse. It's like, even if, whether you were codependent before or you had low self-esteem, as soon as you're in the thing, they constantly work so hard to make you feel worthless. It's like, ukiwa na kidonda, and then mechokozo. Like, haiwezi pona. And so there's no way you feel, for you to be able to leave an abuser, you must be feeling some sense of self-worth.
Yes.
But ime madwa, man.
Yeah, ime madwa. Oh my God, so sad.
Oh, and also the love bombing now, like that cycle of abuse of they do something bad to you, and you know, you both know it's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe they
and they will
you.
Acknowledge.
Yeah. Maybe they'll hit you or they'll talk out of turn or whatever they'll do.
Yeah.
Then they'll come back and apologize. And
buy
you
flowers.
You will have
the best
few days. Yeah. However long it lasts.
Yeah. Take you for a trip. Buy you stuff,
really extreme
apologize.
Thing.
Yeah. But now you are back to the a nice place. And then he does something once maybe.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what is happening?
And then you keep hoping again. For the, it's because the it's like a drug. The bomb part, the love bomb part gives you enough just
rush
to last yeah, to last you for this bad part.
Yeah.
Then like your name may run out.
Mm-hmm.
And because in a run out you are mefanya kitu shiti.
Yeah.
anarudia. And then you keep going in that cycle, being hopeful. Alafu sijui ni nini, kwanza with women especially, we are so giving and so, hey, wacha ni ipe chance, wacha ni, unajua, understanding, wacha ni,
kui tolerate, kui accommodate, ndio uone kama you can stand. Ndio, aki so true, ndio uone kana wendu unamwelewa na unaelewa shida zake.
Actually, Emma, you think you can love the shittiness out.
Yes.
Like you think,
oh yeah,
you love them enough that they'll stop.
They'll do right by you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very important kuweza ku-identify the cycle, the cycle of abuse. Because sometimes, me, let me tell you, there's a time someone, the one and only time a man has slapped me, let me tell you.
Girl.
Yeah. Have you ever told you about that?
I'm starting to think not.
Yeah, it's the one time anybody who is a man has laid their hands on me. And I was livid. Me at a suggestion. I think I was going mad. I think I was actually going crazy. And everyone convinced me. Mpaka his mom convinced me that that's not how he is. It was the first time. He never gets like that. Blah, 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 blah. So I was like, I actually took him back. But now, what was alarming for me was, not alarming, but what I should have thought about was the way they asked for forgiveness and the way they really showed out. Your story, kneeling down to beg for your forgiveness. Literally. Me, I feel like when someone is that outrageous, when they're asking for forgiveness, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. So Ali Neil, Ali Kwana ni surprise.
It's pulling out all the stops.
Everything. Like mbaka kuambia mama yako, like why?
Yeah.
So me, I feel like you need to be able to observe what is weird and what is a good apology, what is the limit. Like have your limits. Mtu akiku slap and then you're like, atakama anani beg na everything. If your limit was crossed, imagine just be done. And
even romanticizing.
Yes.
Me, I know I romanticize a lot. Like in my, there's a scenario going on in my head. It's like I'm not really paying attention to what is happening in reality. Because like the reality of the thing might be the person slapped me.
Yeah.
And they have come at you to ask for an apology. But the apology is not feeling sincere to me.
Yes.
But now in my mind, I'm just like, oh my God.
We do that a lot. Why do we do that? Okay, we may.
I'm going to apologize. Oh my God.
Imagine I'm apologize.
Then I go on a tangent. Oh, he's so romantic. He's so says on in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Na facts.
Zikwapa.
Laid bare.
Laid bare. This guy slapped you and now he's acting weird as hell. He's most likely going to slap you again. Most?
For sure. Ajawai apologize. That's not his usual way of apologizing.
And it's also them apologizing like that. It's also like them realizing they let their thing go. The thing that hawako anataka uone.
Oh, yeah.
As in, they don't want you to see that side of them. As in, they're scared that you saw it. Maybe it's too early in the relationship. Ama it was in public. In fact, I was hit in public. So it was like, yeah, mbele watu wengi. I know. I know. So I feel like, iyo inafanyanga washinde, oh my God, nimejichomea. Because most abusers don't want other people.
Actually, ni kujichomea. I don't know that concerned about.
Si hati nijichomea kustla.
About wewe.
Amejichomea na ataki watu wa
jume. Unajua, babe, hata wewe uliko menijanisha.
Bas.
Unajua, like, that
bas.
Justifying. And then now, kila bomiwa, unaanza kujiambia pia wewe, nyewe, pia mimi, I can be this way or I can be that way.
Yes.
And then now, unapata amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
You forget that originally you were slapped. You choose to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, makosa ilikuwa
kusabiwa. And then when it happens again, you'll be so embarrassed to tell anybody.
Yeah.
And to even come to terms with the fact that it has happened again and you knew it would happen again and you don't think you can live.
You not to mention how we nini ourselves. Obviously now you know you're intelligent, you know better. But now when you find yourself in such a situation, you feel like, wow, man. After nime...
Yeah.
Vile niko hapa nikiongea sijui cha nini.
And then that is something very many women go through. Because you're a respectable person in the society. You're smart. You have a good job. You have kids. You've raised them well and stuff. And then someone abuses you. Come on, that story. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, that lady mwenye alikuwa na abuse you na some nation media guy. She eventually died. It's her daughter who was speaking about it.
Oh, yeah. I remember it.
Yeah, so how this woman would be abused. And then the guy would force her to put on makeup in the morning because she's very, she has a good job and stuff. So I'm like, in her office, you can imagine she's in the boardroom, she's talking to people, she's calling shots.
Bad bitch.
And then in the house, someone is degrading you in the worst way. Mpaka you can't share. Mm. That's a very good reason why women don't care.
Yeah. That's shame.
That's shame. And
shame,
guilt.
Shame is a big, shame and guilt are very big, big. There are so many things we don't say. It's like even when it comes to sexual abuse and whatever.
Yeah.
We don't say anything because we are ashamed.
Yeah. In and the first place, guilty. You blame yourself.
Mm. And why are we feel guilty? Because everyone is telling you what were you wearing. It was at night at Awewe.
Mm.
And by the way, all of those people who like telling women at me, take care. Excuse me. We have been taught from when we were young.
Born.
From when we were young, how to take care of ourselves. Yeah. Especially even around male relatives.
Yeah.
Who we are supposed to be safe around.
Yeah.
So there is nothing you can come to
teach
tell
me about ati, taking care of myself.
Ati, oh, you should do this. You should, it's very condescending. Mm. When someone is trying to give you a lived experience and you're telling them.
So
it gets on my last nerve.
I know it's like it's blaming. And your man, what was a you were ashamed because you feel like you know I let mindionili jiangusha or mindionili, I overlooked things and stuff. Yeah. So and I feel like iki to your shame na guilt applies a lot kwanza kwa long term abuse.
Yeah.
Ukiwa umeabusiwa for a long time. So danza. I've had many people asking that. Sana nianza wapi ningeambia nani mama yangu alikuwa ashaniambia nikae na aliniambia hivyo kitambo na sasa siwezi tena rudi kumwambia sitaki wajue.
Even your friends maybe they knew the first time and they told you to go and then now umechoka. I remember reading something about people saying ati if you're my friend and you come to me and we are to arrange like vile utatoka and then ukose kutoka like
ati hivyo nimekuacha. Aki it's so insensitive.
We utter statistically 7 times. It takes about 7 tries before you actually leave.
Yeah.
So like
on average.
If you're going to be there for someone, please be prepared for this thing to happen over and over and over.
Yeah. And have a master plan. Sikwambia mse toka, siji nini, ndakusaidia, blah blah blah.
Ati sasa.
If you don't know the root problems and why she's staying and the issues she's experiencing, because now the other point I know that could easily stories are having kids and financial restraints.
Yeah.
Someone is stuck. You're in the house, you have kids.
Unaangoja
watoto shule. Jioni labda utapigwa, kuna woga. Like, say, kwanza people who are abusive, na mkona watoi. Now, your kids are like, their kids. Inakuanga ni kama unamchungia watoi. So if you happen to risk your kids' lives, in quotes, it calls for more abuse.
Yeah.
So you're usually scared. Kuna yo woga. They're afraid.
Constantly.
Yeah. Afraid. And then you're worried for your kids. You don't want to leave your kids with them. And you know, if you go with your kids, iyo ni hell kwako.
Yeah.
Actually, that point for 70% of abused people who are killed, wanakuanga wametry kutoka.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's 70 times.
Oh, they're 70 times more likely to be killed in the weeks after leaving.
70. Yeah.
70.
Yeah. 70% of fatal abuse cases ni watu wametoka. How then do you tell people, leave? What do you mean? You think they don't know what they're saying? When you come face to face with someone who pigas their wife, because me, I've seen them. Anakuanga kama mnyama. Na akijua umeenda, he can literally burn you down.
Anaweza si hata wada watoto. Kwani ako na shida.
Exactly. The people let's not go far.
And I'm so sure there are people today who would be told, like, this guy beats his wife and you cannot.
Accept.
You will not believe.
Yeah.
Vile huku nje ni mtu wa watu, Mr. Charming.
Actually, most of them.
Most of them are very charming. They know how to work a crowd.
Actually.
They are very smart. Like, they know how to.
If you're listening and you have YouTube, go and search. Domestic abuse survivors stories. Every single story. You know, when we met, he was so charming. He was so charismatic. He's so funny. He's so sweet. It's like a song, babe. When you listen to those stories, inakuanga kama wimbo juu, every guy is the same. And then now you'll be told, huku inje ati, kwani nyinyi hamuonangi ya wama chali mkianza kuwa date. Ati juu chali ni bad boy, ati ndiyo maana mnakupenda. Na ule chali alikuwa nakupenda. Anataka.
Hata wewe si mpoa, wewe mwenye unaongea hivyo.
Wewe si mpoa kwanza. Wacha tuanze hapo. Wewe ni kati huyo msee. So I feel like it's very, very hard kuspot. And when you spot, it's very hard to leave because you're scared of this person and how far they can go.
Yeah.
Because every every encounter, every abusive encounter is different. Yeah. Inakuanga, even the more you listen, the more you realize, inakuanga from 0 to 100 gradually.
Yeah.
Ndio, ata uenda po umeuliwa, they usually know. When they, by the time tunakuwa, they've told you they're going to kill you.
Even, they remember there's a chick who was giving her account of how she was asking for help. She had escaped her abusive boyfriend.
Yeah.
She moved, she moved to a different state.
Mm.
Alimfuata.
Yeah.
Sijui, she new phone and enda and a break into her house. Sijui, like, honestly.
Yeah.
And sijui kama by the way, and survive your name.
Yeah.
But can you imagine, that's the kind of, you're signing up for that. Kujificha. Why do you think kuna kuanga, like, na those systems za kuficha, nini, women's shelters, they don't even give the, identities of the women who are there because they know these men are going to come.
There's
for
actually
them.
A story I was watching as well. This lady, the guy went at a crazy shelters.
Mm.
Like he would text her the following morning at the locks on those windows are quite strong. As in, umeenda, umeinvolve lawyers, umeinvolve police, umeenda kwa shelter, ukona watu wako mko melala kar dom.
Mm.
And this guy has followed you. He has come and checked the windows. Are you kidding me? Like that psychopath. Is so scary. Like,
I'm at 30. Your gari yako, by the way, you should fix.
Yeah, and actually, this guy ended up killing this chick's mom. He killed her. As in, and he had said it so many times. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your mom. Blah blah blah. I'm telling you these things. You
but
don't
when
see
you
them
say
coming.
But
when you say initially, kwanza ati,
you've been dramatic.
He pushed me on the wall. He pushed me.
Can
you look me do?
Can we please, let's not, Nini, we are all grown-ups, let's not start saying that half of us can behave like animals and it's expected. Can you please control yourself?
Yeah.
Control your damn emotions.
Yeah.
Ati umejamu unaanza kuvunja vitu. Nini ni mbaya? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So, like, you need to be able to control. And that's why even, again, self-awareness, my G, then I think that's it. That's our motto.
Crowning.
Our motion and vision and everything, mission. Mm-hmm. Self-awareness is everything. Because if you find yourself also as an abuser, I believe strongly there are different types of abusers.
For sure.
There are abusers who are point blank narcissistic and they are crazy, like they're evil. They're evil people out here.
Mm-hmm.
But now there are people who abuse because they've been abused.
Yeah.
There are people who abuse because that's all they know.
Yeah.
There are different kinds, and there are people who will abuse someone and then it hits them like, what did I
that's
just do?
Up.
Like, oh my God, what the hell is that? I need help. I need to talk to someone. Yeah. If you are that person, and like, please, by all means, like, please seek help. Yes, there's hope a lot, and you can always undo it, and you can always like do better and get someone who you love and they love you back and everything.
Mm.
But, what did I want to say? What were you saying? But we need to recognize that there are different kinds of abusers. And if you're there and you're an abuser and you find yourself doing something, question yourself. If you find yourself over-policing somebody, question yourself. It's not even just about the victims and we are talking to you.
Everyone.
Know? Yeah, if you're there and if you're a woman and you find yourself unakaziamse life in the name of a relationship, unakaziamse kwa who they are because of the relationship. Question yourself, figure out where that is stemming from. Because even maybe you were exposed to someone who was an abuser. Maybe your mom was an abuser, you know.
Mm. Like, especially because women's way of abusing is usually more subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll be like, they threaten to take the kids away.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, ntaenda kuambia wase unanipiganga.
Bas.
Na sayo, maybe ni yana.
Ni wongo. Yeah, it's true.
Then,
like,
obviously, uku, like everyone will laugh at you if you say at your woman, slap you, ati, your woman, control your woman. Like, all that language is deep.
It's so sad, actually. Kwanza for men, I feel like abused men. Oh my God, it's sad how they don't have like.
Who are you going to tell?
Who are you telling?
Even your friends themselves will be like,
ah. I'm saying, who dem anakukalia hivyo.
So ata pia worth mentioning as we navigate life na tunaona social media and we see couples at couple goals, agahot, please. There's that pressure we are putting on ourselves to be in a perfect relationship. You want the perfect looking girl, you want the perfect looking guy. Mm. You want them to look like this, to be this height, to be this complexion, to be
everything
what, to be
superficial,
Like what matters is how someone treats you.
Yes.
And you can always feel if someone is treating you badly.
Yes.
You can always.
Feel. Intuition.
Yeah, you always feel.
Yeah, we always feel it.
Something blocks you from doing something about it. But
yeah. Yeah, so work towards knowing who you are, what you're looking for in a partner, how to identify the things that actually trigger you, the things you cannot allow, have your boundaries, like
stick to them.
Yeah, it's a manishi jumepata no say na kuna dona na ku treat na na ku spoil alafu na ku treat cash it. You feel like if you leave, you won't get someone who is like that or who loves you like that, in quotes.
Mm.
There's always someone out there for you, especially if you've elevated like your energy, like umeji. Fikisha point yenye wewe unajielewa na unajijua na una you it's easier for you to attract someone who on the same energy wavelength.
Allow people to love you in a different way than what you think is supposed to be. Like allow yourself to experience it and then if you don't like it you can always step back, but don't like refuse it just because it doesn't look like what you think it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, I know that makes sense. So please heed.
That's the word of the day.
That's the word of the day. We don't want to overdo this. But we'll talk more, I think, more in the seasons and episodes to come about such things. So keep listening and give us feedback and tell us some of the reasons why you think people stay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an ongoing conversation and it's something. I mean, there are young girls who are coming up who are very strong-headed, level-headed.
Yeah.
As in Generation Z, I feel like, where they need mentorship. They need people who can tell them these things and who can show them through action.
Mm.
Not settling for less in the name of...
And what healthy relationships look like,
please.
All right.
Yeah, and define it for yourself.
Yes.
Yes. Don't let society define it for you.
Yes. Thank you. Until next time. Bye.